There's so much to listen to and so little time. Please waste your time with us. Solid State Radio. Let the shenanigans begin. It's the Blarney Hour on Solid State Radio.
Listen here, you bunch of fucking idiots. This is Brendan from the Lagan. You're listening to the Blarney Hour on Solid State Radio. Now buck a drink into you and get her done, boy.
Go!
I've been working up a thirst, got work in the morning. Well, I guess it could be worse. Get home, get clean, back out,
make hay.
Heading into town, I gotta satisfy my taste for beer, so I'll have a couple on the way. Calling up the boys, no one's answering, sure, that's okay. I know where they are, in the pub by the river, rubbing up the bar.
Oh no, it's happening again. The roof starts flying, the fish begin to swing, it's the same.
Hey,
trying
hey,
to live for
hey,
a night.
Hey,
throughout the evening, drinking with the boys from Kingston. Oh no, it's happening. The roots start to fly and the fish begin to swing. It's the same.
Hey,
try to
hey,
live for a life.
Hey,
I'll dream of drinking with the boys from Kingston.
Well, the boys enforce that knockback charge, but somebody always takes the fun a little bit too far. But it always seems, no matter where we go, trouble always seems to know where we are. Kingston boys are gonna win the day. Don't anybody getting in the way. When the roots start to fly, you know that's when Kingston boys start swinging out again.
Oh no, it's happening again. The roots start to fly and the fists begin to swing. It's the same.
Hey,
try to
hey,
live for a life.
Hey,
got the room to drink with the boys from Kingston. Oh no, it's happening again. The roots start to fly and the fists begin to swing. It's the same.
Hey,
try to
hey,
live for a life.
Hey,
got the room to drink with the boys from Kingston.
What's happening again? The boots start to fly and the fists begin to swing. It's the same choice, a different night. It's another evening drinking with the boys from Kingston.
Oh no, what's happening again? The boots start to fly and the fists begin to swing. It's the same
choice,
a different night.
Hey,
it's another evening drinking with the boys from Kingston. Oh no, what's happening again? The boys from Kingston, will it ever end? It's the same
choice,
a different night.
All right, happy Saturday, everybody. He's Adam Hairhuck. I am Drew Duffney right here on the Blarney Hour on Solid State Radio.
Whoop, whoop.
And don't strap yourself in. Don't get too turn up. Don't get too high. Don't get too drunk. Because I want you to be mobile, ladies and gentlemen. We got a power pack night tonight, but as soon as we get done here, you have to get on down to the Hitching Post. Because
yes.
Adam is going to be playing, and he's going to be playing at the Hitching Post with his band, St. Pauli Street. Along with Scott Gus Green from Thunder Gus and the 99.
Yeah.
Bands that you hear on sessions every night. If you're not local and you're across the pond, we still have a power pack show planned for you tonight. We got a ton of stuff from the Real McKenzies, the Irish Rovers, Gaelic Storm. Just more than you could ever ask for. And, of course, shenanigans will be had.
Oh, yeah.
So let's start it out with Chip by the Real McKenzies right here on the Blarney Hour on Solid State Radio.
His father and his grand are working in a boat, they're building on the river Thames. One day
chip was harder work. The devil appeared from hell. He had a roll of copper and a bag of roller nails. The devil said, "And a chip, take his nails and copper roll. But you also have to take this rat, and I will take your soul." Chip the spice a rat, and the rat squealed and hissed. But the bucket of nails and copper were too much to resist. Set to work, he'd get rid of the rat, and there wouldn't be a problem with the step to the back. But the devil wouldn't die, no matter how hard he tried. The rat attacked the boat right, and he beat him in the eye. The sinners hit the river on smell, and the sentence smell. They followed Chip around and made his life a living hell. He slowly lost his mind, he lost his family, he lost his job and had to join the King's Navy. A bit, a yard will build a ship. I say to live my master and I'll get you Chip. I lend my nose a bit, a yard will build a ship. I say to live my master, I'm going to get you. Chip up the gangplank of the ship, and they bit him and they tortured him until he finally flipped. He stumbled to the captain to turn around his rig. The captain spied his madness and they chucked him in the brig. The devil had his man, he knew just what to do. He'd command the rats into the planks they drew. The water rushed in and the ship went down. She was smashed upon the rocks on which the rats danced around. A pip, a yard will build a ship. I say to Nick, my master, I will get you Chip. A lemon grows a pip, a yard will build a ship. I say to Nick, my master, I will get you Chip. A lemon grows a pip, a yard will build a ship. I say to Nick, my master, I will get you Chip. A lemon grows a pip, a yard will build a ship. I say to Nick, my master, I got you Chip. We'll be right back.
The Blarney Hour, where time equals your blood alcohol content.
Welcome back, everybody. He's Adam Hairhuck. I'm Drew Duffney. That was Sloop John B. by the Real McKenzies. A little bit of a cover song they did, kind of our tribute to, gosh, all the wars that are going on. It's unfortunate, but it is what it is. We don't get to control the anger or the missiles or the guns or the bombs. Boy, we should play the Cranberries tonight. Look at there.
I thought you were going to bring in some union stuff from Dropkick Murphys.
You know, yeah.
Because that was a couple weeks ago. Thank God they...
The Longshoremen.
Longshoremen, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. No, we went in deep. The Murphys come out with a new one, and we played that last week, and that was kind of an ode to them. But, no, I kind of slowed things down with the Real McKenzies. I love their stuff, and they can just go all over. Paul McKenzie there, he just blends right in. But speaking of that, if you haven't followed my post lately or you're not a follower of the Rovers, the Irish Rovers are back in Belfast.
Woo.
And they're practicing a a new song, "Tis Whiskey, Lads."
I like it.
And it's about the unicorn, about their whiskey. And it's just nice to see them all together. If you follow the show often, Adam and I and a few other members of the Solid State Radio staff got to meet them on a personal level and just have a good time. And they are exactly what you would think they would be.
Yep.
They're just jolly old fellas. And Jen, their manager, she is amazing as well. You know, Hamish, the whiskey surfer, he traveled all over and still is traveling all over. And they're all finally back together in Belfast at Redbox Studios producing some new stuff. So in honor of them, we're going to turn out four from the Irish Rovers, starting out with the Irish Rovers reggae song right here on the Blarney Hour on Solid State Radio.
you have ever seen. Me father, he was orange, and me mother, she was green. Oh, my father was an Ulster man, from Protestant was he. My mother was a Catholic girl from County Cork, was she. They were married in two churches, lived happily enough, until the day that I was born, and things got rather tough. Oh, it is the biggest mix-up that you have ever seen. My father, he was orange, and my mother, she was green. Baptized by Father Riley, I was rushed away by car, to be made a little orange man, me father's shining star. I was christened David Anthony, but still in spite of that, to my father I was William, while my mother called me Pat. Oh, it is the biggest mix-up that you have ever seen. My father, he was orange, and my mother, she was green. With mother every Sunday to mass I proudly stroll, and after that Orange Lodge would try to save my soul. For votes I tried to claim me, but I was smart because I played the flute or played the harp, depending where I was. Oh, it is the biggest mix-up that you had ever seen. My father, he was orange, and my mother, she was green. One day, my man's relations came round to visit me, just as my father's kinfolk were all sitting down to tea. We tried to smooth things over, but they all began to fight, and me be strictly neutral, I bashed everyone in sight. Oh, it is the biggest mix-up that you have ever seen. My father, he was orange, and my mother, she was green. Now my parents never could agree about my time in school. My learning was all done at home, that's why I'm such a fool.
That's right.
They both passed on, God rest them, but left me caught between the awful cover problem of the orange and the green. Oh, it is the biggest mix-up that you have ever seen. My father, he was orange, and my mother, she was green. Yes, it is the biggest mix-up that you have never seen. My father, he was orange, and my mother, she was green.
We like to call our listeners Fananigans. Blarney Hour on Solid State Radio.
With heavenly looks, but a devil was she. She buried her husbands, one, two, and three, and all of them died quite mysteriously. Well, the first was the farmer, Willie McPhee, who owned all the land around Tanderagee. He was cutting the hay, and he ended up bailed by his thrashing machine.
Oh, isn't it funny what money can do? The root of all evil is said to be true. Tell me, what would you do to be rich as a king? Would you do diabolical things?
The next was a gentleman scholar of note, famous and rich from the words that he wrote. But a book from the shelf fell down on his head, a right heavy tome made sure he was dead.
Oh, isn't it funny what money can do? The root of all evil is said to be true. Tell me, what would you do to be rich as a king? Would you do diabolical things?
Ooh. Then she was wed to a singer of fame, the idol of millions, and worth quite the same, till sadly his favorite new toy failed to break.
but the poor grieving widow put on a great wake.
Oh, isn't it funny what money can do? The root of all evil is said to be true. Tell me, what would you do to be rich as a king? Would you do diabolical things? It's lies or the truth. For if it was murder, there was never no proof. But there's devious things that can happen, you see, if you marry the widow of Donaghadee.
Oh, isn't it funny what money can do? The root of all evil is said to be true. Tell me, what would you do to be rich as a king? Would you do diabolical things? Oh, isn't funny what money can do? The root of all evil is said to be true. Tell me, what would you do to be rich as a king? Would you do diabolical things? Ooh, would you do diabolical things?
Thank you.
Saturday, October 19th, the place to be is the Corona Road Bar. It's the Sessions Concert Series where I get bands that I play on the show and get them on a stage for you to see live. On October 19th, I'll be at the CRB presenting The Pink 50s, The Lion Within, and Slumlord Radio. No cover charge, no tickets to buy, just come on in and check out some great Michigan-made music. The Corona Road Bar is located at 3110 Corona Road in Flint, 9 p.m. The Pink 50s, The Lion Within, Slumlord Radio. It's a Sessions Concert Series.
Swiftlet Technology is a Flint-based engineering services company focused on helping you design a technical solution to your business needs. We offer prototype and proof-of-concept services to help you evaluate your idea, or workforce augmentation to help you make your idea a reality. Specializing in electronics and software, our team is ready to help you figure out what to build and then help you build it. Find out more at swiftlet.technology.
Online betting can be fun. It's kind of like whitewater rafting. The rush of excitement, the thrill. Well, until your raft is heading straight for a huge waterfall. For tips that will help keep you afloat, go to don'tregretthebet.org. Sponsored by the Michigan Association of Broadcasters and the Michigan Gaming Control Board. Have a gambling problem? Call the Problem Gambling Helpline at 1-800-270-7117.
Welcome to Historic Lapeer. Named for the stone that lined the bed of our river, we are a vibrant small town where our residents proudly walk in the footsteps of fur traders and natives. We are born with an independent spirit, and that spirit has lived with us from the early days of dueling courthouses to the east-west rivalries of dueling high schools. We are an unusual oasis, close enough to be truly connected, far enough to be a place apart. We are proud of our past and excited for our future, from our cool new businesses, coffee shops, restaurants, and boutiques, to the huge support for the theater and the arts. We invite you to discover this place we call home, discover why we say Historic Lapeer, remarkably close.
You can now use your Alexa device to listen to Solid State Radio. Find the Solid State Radio skill in the Alexa app, and she will hook you up with your local alternative fix. Hey, Alexa, play Solid State Radio.
Playing Solid State Radio.
This is a game changer. This is going to blow things up.
Self-destruct mode engaged in 5, 4, 3.
No, wait, Alexa, cancel. Just one more way you can enjoy your local alternative, Solid State Radio. Alexa, you crazy.
Around and find out.
When you're a foster parent, you play a lot of roles.
Provider, giving a foster child a safe home, healthy meals, and hope.
You're always there.
You're a cheerleader.
Your family. You would do anything for a child in your care.
Every day is different. Every need is different. But one of the most impactful roles you can play in life is being a foster parent. See why at michigan.gov/hopeforahome. Sponsored by the Michigan Department of Health and Human Services and the Michigan Association of Broadcasters.
Hi, I'm Brian Herrick, owner of Happy Days Smoke & More. We're an old-school head shop with a unique atmosphere. We carry local CBD products along with a wide selection of vape and garden supplies, custom blown glass and etching, also tattoo parlor, bulk tobacco, and much, much more. That makes us one of a kind and no one like us. So come on in and let us help you find what you need. Happy Day Smoke & More is located next to Rick & Nick's Party Store south of Bad Axe.
Stone's Throw Theater, located in downtown Lapeer, is pleased to present Side by Side by Sondheim. This show features all of the amazing work of Stephen Sondheim, composer and lyricist, September 20th, 21st, and 22nd, Friday and Saturday at 7:30, Sunday at 2 o'clock. Tickets can be purchased online at stonesthrowtheater.org or by calling 810-660-7805. Stone's Throw Theater is only a stone's throw away.
Sure, there are a million reasons keeping you from going back to school, but here's one solid reason to let go of them all. Michigan Reconnect can help you earn a community college degree tuition-free. So go ahead, explore your calling, uncover more opportunities, and find where you're meant to be. Get started on your tuition-free journey today at michigan.gov/reconnect. Sponsored by the Michigan Association of Broadcasters and the Michigan Department of Labor and Economic Opportunity.
When you want to unwind, Cascaden Lounge in Metamora has everything you need. Hot food, cold drinks, keno, 6 pool tables, pinball, darts, air hockey. For the musicians, every Thursday night is open mic night. Then on the weekends, Cascadens has the best bands around lighting up their stage. Cascaden Lounge is located at 4099 South Lapeer Road in Metamora. Give them a call at 810-678-2116. That's 810-678-2116. You deserve to relax, and now you know the place. Cascaden Lounge.
All right, welcome back, everybody. He's Adam Hairhuck. I'm Drew Duffany. Nice to get them bills paid.
Yes.
But here we are again. Speaking of bills paid, if you guys want to stop by the Solid State Radio store and get some merch, you can get a G-string for the missus. And it just says soloist. We tried to get it to say soloist, but the words just didn't work out. So in the front, it'll say soloist. In the back, it just looks like an exclamation point. But there's tank tops and coffee mugs and ashtrays and pretty much everything else you want. But yeah, if you want to get the missus a G-string, or if you're fancy a G-string yourself, you might get it to say solisto. Anyway, the fabric only goes so far.
Yeah, right.
And quite honestly, if you're Irish, I mean, who knows? You're not Italian. But let's get back into it with some Gaelic Storm. I always say this song is Darcy's ass, Darcy's drunken donkey. Apparently, the name of the song is Darcy's Donkey by Gaelic Storm on Solid State Radio.
Was up in the Blue Stack Mountains, Darcy kept a bit of a still. We were sneaking home a bottle when the guards came up the hill. Lose the booze, cried Darcy, and before we could reply, he dumped it in the nose bag of his donkey standing by. The donkey had a ganky leg and only one good eye. When he got a lick of the whiskey, he'd swear that he could fly. He rocketed through the roundabout and down by James's bar. Then he vaulted through the hedges at the track at Ballantra. Here's for you, to me you win it all. The garter and the gargle and the trophy on the wall. Here's to you, to me you won it all. The day that Darcy Drunken Donkey won the race at Donegal. Well, the garter chased the donkey, we followed in pursuit. For fear they spilled the whiskey, we begged them not to shoot. We barreled through the turnstiles, we got there just in time to place our bets before the lot of them reached the starting line. The flag was up, the race was on, the donkey looked behind. He saw the guards were after him, but sure he didn't mind. He had himself another sip, and a second one as well. Then he bumped and kicked and knocked the competition all to hell. And then toppled over dead. We went to check the bets and found when everything was done, the garter came in second and paid 35-1. So he dragged the donkey's carcass down to James's for a pint, to drink up all our winnings and to celebrate the night. We missed the poor old donkey, but still we had to laugh when James, he made a trophy of the donkey's better half. So raise a beer in the air to the famous derriere. Everybody raise a glass to Darcy's ass.
Darcy's ass.
Everybody raise a glass.
Wrapped up in brown paper, tied up with white string, he would whistle as he went when he was happy. He would sing.
Well, Billy Barry was a butcher boy, he rode a butcher's bike down Dublin's dirty back streets at the dawning of daylight. He loved a girl named Lucy, Lucy loved another lad. a soldier tall and handsome. This made young Billy sad. One day a circus came to town, it had a dancing bear. Well, Billy had to go, for he knew she would be there. The second he rode up, he knew that something was awry. The crowd was all agallop yelling, run before you die. Now the bear was mad with hunger and had broke free from his chain. He had rampaged through the big top when all at once he came across the poor young Lucy, falling curled up on the ground. The soldier boy was hiding, he was nowhere to be found. Wrapped up in brown paper, tied up with white string, he would whistle as he went when he was happy. He would sing. Now Billy heard her screams and knew at once what he must do. He took off on his trusty bike and to a raid he flew. He cycled right up to the bear and he threw a piece of meat. The bear spun right around and he caught that beefy treat. He scarfed it down in just one bite and looked up for some more. Round him circled Billy, trailing sausage on the floor. Just out of reach he kept him as he lured the beast away. The bear had got a taste, now brave young Billy was his prey. Wrapped up in brown paper, tied up with white string, he would whistle as he went when he was happy. He would sing. Three times around the tent the creature had to stop. He rested and he thought, then he began to skip and hop. He danced a polka and a waltz to everyone's delight. The crowd began to clap and cheer at such a wondrous sight. Billy tossed the bear a lamb chop, then a mighty T-bone steak. The dancing just got faster and the ground began to shake. He swallowed whole two turkey strings of sausages galore. Then fully gently lay down and began to loudly snore. Well, the crowd went wild with pleasure as to our hero Lucy ran. She forgot the soldier boy, no brave young Billy was a man. Now the moral of the story is, if you want to win your Lucy, you better have a trusty bike and a sausage plump and juicy. A sausage plump and juicy. Wrapped up in brown paper, tied up with white string. Now he never whistles every day. Every day he sings a la da little day dum da little da. And every day he sings la da do do day dum da little da. You've got chitterlings and chicken wings, liver, tongue or tail. Skirt or marabone, game hen, grouse or quail. There's trotters, T-bone, legs or thighs, brisket, neck or jowl. Partridge, duck and turkey, pheasant, guinea fowl. Ribeye, round or sirloin, topside, rump or flank. Bison, goat, London broil, porter, house or shank. Black pudding, bacon, rashers, scratchings, chicken feet. Haggis, ham and sweetbread, there's every kind of meat. You've got shoulder, mutton or rabbit, a rack of lamb or chops, veal, venison, tripe, and kidney, heart or hot.
You call it alcoholism, I call it liver CrossFit. The Blarney Hour on Solid State Radio.
Well, I said farewell to Aaron only 7 years ago. When asked where I was headed, I said, Jesus, I don't know. Well, I stepped ashore near Bangalore, not a tusser in my hand.
By the time I hit Darjeeling, I was feeling mighty grand. You can keep your 40 shades of green, they only make me blue. You can stick your eggs and bacon, boys, I'll have a vindaloo. I found a place in India so far across the bone. You can call me Punjab Paddy, boys, I'm never coming home. And I dreamed I got a letter from my darling Josephine. But she asked me would I marry her back home in Skibbereen. With the girls out here of almond eyes and Yasmin scented hair. And there's things in the Kama Sutra that they never do in Clare. So I'll spend my days relaxing in my Punjab paradise. No more I'll dig the pravies, I'll stick to tea and rice. I'll be sipping mango lassies with the lassies in the shade. While your man called Ravi Shankar plays the boys of the old brigade. You can keep your Milltown Malby, you can chuck your Galway Bay. You'll never see the sun go down on Delhi or Bombay. I found a place in India so far across the phone. You can call me Punjab Paddy, boys, I'm never coming home. From Bohola to Benares, Inchigila to Lahore, Kamakura, Siliguri, Peshawar, San Ranapur, Amritsar to Sanawar, Simla and Panjor. I got trolleyed on Diwali and I'm going back for more.
All right, welcome back, everybody. He's Adam Hairhuck. I'm Drew Duffney. And if you don't have your bags packed already, we got two more songs, and that's going to wrap it up for us. And if you are in a drunken stupor, I'm not encouraging you to drive. Stick around and listen to Solid State Sessions.
There you go.
But if you are mobile, let's get out to the Hitchin Post, and we're going to see the 99. We're going to see Scott Gus Green from Thunder Gus, and we're going to see Adam Hairhuck along with his band, St. Pauli Street.
Yeah, it's going to be a good time.
But to close out our show, we got Castlebar by Missing the Fairies and Chasing Rainbows. And that is going to do it for us, ladies and gentlemen. Good night, everybody.
What have you done, St. Peter said, to gain admission here? I've worked at Whip's Cross Hospital for many and many a year. Come in, St. Peter said, and quickly rang the bell. Come in, my dear, and take your seat. You've had your share of hell.
Take me home to Castlebar, send me home to die. Take me home to Castlebar, it's there I wanna lie. Although the sun is shining and the birds they sing so sweet, take me home to Castlebar, it's there my friend will meet.
Well, I was just a boy.
I tracked my way to misery.
Well, I tracked my way to joy. And now my life is fading fast, and soon I will be dust. So take me home to Castlebar, and you, my friend, I trust.
Sitting there in Hogan's, drinking at the bottom of the hill. She broke my heart in the Phoenix Park, and I nearly lost my will. With a brazen head, she turned and said, you need to go walk the long haul. It was getting late, so we jumped the gate and crashed the Trinity Ball. She says, are we going home? I says, no.
We're going out for the weekend, chasing rainbows, going downstream, wherever the beer flows. I don't really care, wherever the blame goes, cause we're going out and we're
chasing rainbows.
Going out for the weekend, chasing rainbows, going downstream, wherever the beer flows. I don't really care, wherever the blame goes, cause we're going out and we're
chasing rainbows.
She was itching for a dance in the kitchen, so we went to Temple Bar. We stopped on the way for a pint of McDade's, and we never really got that far.
Hey!
4 in the morning, falling through the door of the palace like a king and queen. On a bleeding horse, we set our course for a session, Stephen's Green. For a session? Ha! You know what I mean?
We're going out for the weekend, chasing rainbows, going downstream, wherever the beer flows. I don't really care, wherever the blame goes, cause we're going out and we're
chasing rainbows.
Going out for the weekend, chasing rainbows, going downstream, wherever the beer flows. I don't really care, wherever the blame goes.